According to media reports, a new app has been developed. It's called Report It. That's it, Report It. And it's been launched by the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement. And on the phone this afternoon with us is Sascha Roitman. He is the Chief Executive Director at the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement. Sascha, thanks for being with us on Chai FM.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone.
Talk to me about this app.
Yes, so basically the organization I'm running, in the past 6 years, we have been monitoring anti-Semitic incidents, detecting data, trends, analysis, and all in order to provide accuracy and data advocacy for legislators, stakeholders, in order to have them understand the scope of the threats on the Jewish communities worldwide, including South Africa, which enabled to show where the fight against anti-Semitism needs to happen based on incidents, based on real data information and real-time information as well. But what we understood that with a big wave of incidents, the Jewish community doesn't report to the authorities all the incidents. A lot of incidents are not reported anymore because people don't trust the authorities anymore to act. And that's a global effect that we see. So at the end of the day, even the law enforcement, the decision makers and legislators are not able to act accordingly to data and to efficiency. So the role that we're playing here is to fill a gap, to provide accuracy in the reporting, enough information so those responsible to respond to anti-Semitism are able to act with information, with data and precision. And that's what the app is doing, by enable everyone around the world to report any type of act of anti-Semitism that we see. What do? We double check, obviously, all the information. We make sure that every report are credible. We interview people that are reporting. Some of the reports we know, we have detected in advance. Others, we're discovering new incidents that we haven't seen before. And since we see a deep wave of graffiti across the world, vandalism on Jewish institution, all of that we can see sometime in the media, but we kind of have identified probably 50% of the incidents are not being reported, and we are looking to find this 50% to really be able to provide an exact and an accurate update on how anti-Semitism looks like globally at any moment.
So Sascha, let's get into the detail of how this actually works. Talk me through it. What do? You download the app on your phone?
The details are combined into the methodology that we have built to or classify the information. That's more complicated, but how to just download the app. You just go on the Google smartphone,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
On the Google app, yes, or you go on the App Store, and you just type Report It Now or Report It, and you're going to find the app. You just download it. You subscribe to the app, and then you're able to report any incident. You just find an incident in the street. You can take a picture. You can upload a few pictures, a few videos. You type, you describe the incidents. And based on this description and the personal report, we are asking more questions if we need, or we find enough accuracy in the report. Mostly, we're going to ask questions and making sure that we verify the information when it was taken. So we try to have also data information on the time of the incident, so we can really provide as much as possible credibility in our report. And it's very easy to do. It is just a few steps. You see something in the street, you want to report, you just do it. You want to do it anonymously, you want to add your name, you can allow different methods. We're going to ask for emails so we can communicate with any type of user that are reporting to us information, so we can check with them. We can offer them to be interviewed to the media, local press or general press, and making sure that if the police will be interested in analyzing and research the incident, they will have a direct contact also for them to do it.
So interesting,
so it's
to
very
me.
Easy to do it.
Yeah, no, I understand that. What's interesting to me, though, is that you seem to see the deficiency with the current state of anti-Semitism as being with the reporting. To me, I would have thought it would have been with the enforcement or lack thereof.
Yeah, it's both of them. But definitely, to enforce certain policies, you need to have current and actual information. But when people are too tired, and I'm not speaking about tired in the day-to-day, they just don't trust anymore the authorities to act. They don't report about it anymore. So a media report is not always including into the law enforcement statistic that make the chief of police, for example, take a decision where to send more police forces, where to enforce more law enforcement legislations and policies. So the act of the law enforcement is related to the reporting directly. If we don't report enough incidents and the authorities are not able to definitely see these incidents, we're not going to be able to have them act properly, and the law enforcement is an issue because the reporting is not done properly. So we connect both of them directly, and we try to help at the end of the day those responsible to do their job to do it better. We don't pretend, and we're not going to do the job of the law enforcement, but we're going to help them seeing the big picture to see which neighborhood they have more incidents and even pay attention to what type of incidents, so they can see the difference of the incidents based on neighborhood, based on cities, based on counties, based on countries. And then we are able to look a map of the world and to see how the incidents are moving, which type of incidents we see, where it starts, where it continues. And that's very efficient for us when we deal with global antisemitism to analyze and understand the trends in order to act and respond.
And to whom are you going to provide the information?
So based on a lot of information we can see is public information, public report. So we make sure that both the media and certain law enforcement agencies will see the report, will be aware of that, will add the report that we receive directly to us to their own database. So it's mainly toward media, law enforcement, and legislators when we work with legislators in different cities, states, or nations.
That's interesting, because one almost wonders if we aren't the frog in the boiling water, that we've almost become acclimatized to the additional insanity that we're looking at every single day. I mean, if you told me that Israelis wouldn't be allowed to disembark from ferries in Greece, or that diners in restaurants in Los Angeles would be beaten up, I would have said, what crazy world are you living in? It can't be true. And yet we've become used to it. It's just daily events.
Yes, and we don't want people to be used to them. We want them to report, because Israelis, for sure, they travel the world. They get used to that. But the Jewish community, also in South Africa, they know the threats in the past decades. The Jewish community in Belgium, where I'm coming from, they know the threats in the past 30 years. So we get used to that, and we live into a system that we accept the hatred to grow, and we don't react to it properly. And our work here is to tell them, no, don't accept it, report it. You don't even need to engage into these incidents. You don't even need to do the job yourself. We're going to do it for
just
you,
report it.
But don't
yeah.
accept it and just report it, because this is the first step. We, as the civil society, we took the role of the Jewish community, with the Jewish community, by the way, we would not do that on our own, to help everyone to do their job. They have their eyes on the ground. They see what's happening. Just report and don't get used to that. I was myself in Greece last week for the summer holidays in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, we saw a quantity of graffitis that is not acceptable. That's I report some of them that they were anti-Semitic graffiti, and I used the app myself to see how it works. And it was very efficient to get a new report. And I see very, very aggressive language in the graffitis world. And as an Israeli, as a Jewish person, I felt totally unsafe. And we want those feeling unsafe to report, to share, because the authorities need to know how the Jewish community feels. And today, I can guarantee you, they don't know. Probably the media knows, and they don't report about it, but we need those making decisions to be aware exactly how Jews locally feel, because their role is to protect them.
Sasha, how long has the app been available?
We just launched it last week, so it's very fresh, very new. We're just running some tests. Yes, totally, very new, very fresh. We're testing it. We're making some improvement, but we start getting reports directly from around the world that we checking, and our team and the methodology that we have developed is triple checking, making sure that every report is accurate, that the people are real. We're working with different technology systems to guarantee the credibility of the report. So we're working to improve the system until we can really get into this report will be available to external source when we feel that it's working well.
Sounds
so we
like
encourage
a
everyone
yeah.
to use it, to report, yeah. and to report anything they see. Because if we have a region, a neighborhood with a lot of graffiti that creates a system of feeling unsafe, we want the authorities to know that this is a place even to clean, to take care, to pay extra attention to. But we need to have this report to force people to do their job properly.
We're going to leave it there, Sasha. What is the matter with me today?
Sasha.
Sasha Reutemann.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being with us this afternoon. That sounds like that's a win all round. I can't see that there's any disadvantage for any of us completing the incident reporting. I suppose we need to satisfy ourselves that the anonymity and the private data is protected as we would hope it would be. But other than that, I really can't see that there would be any issue here whatsoever.